This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
New this morning, a police department in California is taking an unusual approach to catch porn pirates red-handed.
Porch pirates, yes.
Oh, pardon me.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash brought to you by the locally owned and operated mortgage drive powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to MortgageRightRadio.com. Mortgage Right powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, they listen. NMLS 2239. We've got the new sexiest man in the world, or sexiest man alive from People Magazine. Did you guys see who it was?
I wasn't supposed to say anything, but they notified me earlier.
Idris Elba, one of my favorite actors out there. You know, when people ask me about off the beaten path kind of shows,
right?
I always tell people about Luther from the BBC, one of my favorites, and I think he's a tremendous actor, was on The Wire. And at 44 years old, is now the sexiest man alive.
Good for him.
How do you say his first name again?
Idris.
I've always, I've never said his name because I never knew how to pronounce his first name. So that's the sexiest guy alive, huh?
Yeah. He's a good choice, man.
Yeah.
Sexy man, Dunaway. Speaking of good TV.
You always make it awkward.
Deadwood movie starts production at HBO.
You liked that show for a brief moment.
So good. No, I liked it for the entirety of the series. HBO has started filming the Deadwood movie, the long-awaited closing chapter to the 2004 acclaimed drama. I know our friend and colleague Cole Kublick is a big fan as well. HBO says production on the new film is underway, led by the original series star Timothy Olyphant as Seth Bullock and Ian McShane as Al Swearengen, one of the best characters in the history of television. Ian McShane in that movie, or in that series. So if you guys out there are Deadwood fans, get excited because it's coming back for one film.
One film only.
Have you guys decorated for Christmas yet?
Not yet. No. My wife and I had that discussion on the way to church Sunday.
About starting to do it?
Yeah, because she normally does it the Iron Bowl Saturday, and I'm always gone then. So she was discussing the possibility of doing it in the tweener Saturday when the game stinks.
Okay, well, let her do it. I know you are 100, Brown, but according to experts, decorating for Christmas early can make you happier. So you might want to consider pulling out the garlands, gigantic Santa statues down from the attic a bit sooner. According to this psychotherapist, quote, in a world full of stress and anxiety, people like to associate to things that make them happy, and Christmas decorations evoke those strong feelings of childhood. They go on to say nostalgia helps link people to the personal past and it helps people understand their identity. For many, putting up Christmas decorations early is a way for them to reconnect with their childhoods.
I will tell you, we just finished the hardwoods in our house, and before we started moving all the furniture back into place, I said, let's don't move this heavy piece of furniture into that corner, only to have to move it 3 weeks later, because that's where we put our Christmas
tree. So just go ahead and put the tree up, right?
Just go ahead and leave it blank or put the tree up.
Leave it there all year.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason. Okay. Yeah.
I think, Lance, I tend to agree with this. I think it makes you happier when your Christmas decorations are up. Boy, that's one thing I hate about January, is your house is so festive, and then boom, right after New Year's, everything gets taken down, and it's just drab, and it's cold and dark outside, and there's no good football.
Well, what I noticed over the weekend in the last couple of days is how many Christmas commercials are out there.
Oh, yeah, those started quick.
Get pesky Thanksgiving first.
No, don't even care anymore. Don't even care.
We're in full effect.
Wait till the political ads go away tomorrow.
Thank God for that. I'll take the Christmas commercials.
The Christmas commercials will be out in plenty.
I got to take my Halloween stuff down.
Sale of the year coming up, isn't
it? Yeah, oh yeah, you know that. You did Halloween decorations?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Oh, a ton of stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the kids wanted to, so they went buck wild. The girlfriend likes doing that stuff. Okay. Cobwebs, tombstones, black cats.
How about that?
Skulls. I didn't know you
did that. Yeah.
Wow. Come by sometime, bro.
Swing by one day.
Got the top 10 fast food chicken tenders out there, according to Thrillist. Number 10 on the list, Carl's Jr., which is basically Hardee's Out West.
How many of these do I need to eat to wipe off a steak at some point?
Well, it depends on where we're getting the chicken tender from.
Okay.
Number 9 on the list, Jack in the Box.
Never had them.
I say we just get it from whatever number 1 on this list is.
We can do that.
Okay, keep going.
Number 8, KFC. Number seven, Dairy Queen.
Theirs are good. I've had theirs.
Number seven, McDonald's. Or excuse me, number six, McDonald's.
Take that chicken finger and dip it into a chocolate sundae.
Hello. Ooh,
number on. Five is Arby's. Number four is Church's. Number three, Chick-fil-A. Number two, Culver's. I've never even heard of.
No, I don't think we have it.
Culver's is a Midwest. Yeah, I think I've eaten it. I've eaten it. No. They've got one in Destin now. I've eaten it at Culver's.
And number one on the list, top 10 fast food chicken tenders, according to Thrillist, is Popeye's.
Boy, their spicy chicken's hard to beat.
That's good. That puts a twist on it, doesn't it?
Those spicy tenders are really good.
Speaking of restaurants, Applebee's.
Wait a second. Brown told us what? Midwest?
Yeah, Midwest. Cool. Look, where they started.
I don't see one in the Midwest.
Yeah, you do.
Really? Where? What, Nashville?
Midwestern Tennessee? Kentucky?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
There's not one west of the Mississippi. Massive.
Are you sure about that?
I'm just
talking about in the colony days, Midwest colony
no,
days.
No. I thought it started in Iowa. Do their history. Do Inside Culver's right up there at the top. See if it didn't start in Iowa.
From Sac City, Wisconsin.
Thank you very much. That's Midwest.
That is Midwest.
You did it wrong. So before you start taking shots at me.
I did it wrong.
You did.
What am I doing wrong, bro?
Well, you just saw that it started in Wisconsin.
Anyway, back to Applebee's. Applebee's knows your stress and they wants to make you feel better with cheap alcohol and lots of food. That's been the brand's strategy since John Sawinski took over as its president in March of last year, and it's working. Applebee's U.S. store sales increased 7.7% in the third quarter this year, setting a 14-year record. Sawinski told CNN in Business, quote, Americans are stressed. When stressed, they tend to go to comfort food. We're pretty darn good at comfort food. That's the role we play. They're also really good at cheap alcohol. They've got Dollaritas, Dollar Zombies, and most recently, $2 Bud Light.
What is a zombie?
I have no idea. Alcohol accounts for about 15% of the Applebee's business. And he said, since people are so stressed out, they like to drink with dinner. So there you go.
So stressed out, they like to drink with dinner.
Neiman Marcus has got their 2018 Christmas fantasy gifts out there.
Oh, these are always steep.
They've got a thing called the Ultimate Adventure with Black Tomato. It's $630,000, and you go in Nepal, India, basically all over the place. Private tiger spotting safari, a helicopter tour of the Himalayas.
That does sound fun.
For $630,000.
It's a bit steep, yes.
I don't want that tiger spotting to be too exclusive. You know, I don't want it to just be me and the tiger.
Yes. Jim.
I'd like some guards.
A little closer.
I didn't go this time, but I've been to Baton Rouge a million times. I've never gone by Mike's cage, though. Did you?
I do all the time. He's never there. It's beautiful, though. They have
Culver's.
Nice little waterfalls. On the Culver's thing, I was wrong.
You think Mike would take some Culver's chicken?
I'd love it.
I think so.
111 in Illinois. That looks like that. In Wisconsin, there's 137. That looks like really their home place. Wow.
Number two on the list on the Neiman Marcus fantasy gifts this year, sail around the world on a Serenity solar yacht for $7.1 million.
Hard pass. I don't think I'd enjoy that at all.
How about the VIP?
One's got what got me. Yeah. Seven's fine.
VIP tennis package. $550,000. You and your closest tennis-obsessed fans will get to hang in VIP boxes at all four major events in Paris, London, New York, and Melbourne.
Really doesn't appeal to me.
How come?
It doesn't appeal to me. I wouldn't mind like going to a random.
But it says here you get a 23-hour meet and greet with Anna Kournikova.
I wouldn't mind going to like a random Wimbledon. That's really about the only one I'd have any interest in.
Yeah, I would too. U.S. Open, New York, no thanks.
No thanks. Football. Yep.
And finally, another 2018 Christmas fantasy gift from Neiman Marcus. Get sugar high, I should say. I'm the Italian Riviera. Probably to do that too.
Different story.
It's $325,000. This gift comes with a custom Sugarfina candy bar installed in your home and restocked for 3 years.
Don't need that.
Clocks in approximately 1 million gummy, chocolate, and caramel candies. But they also take you to the Italian Riviera for a little trip. Get to meet the Sugarfina founders.
I struggle with the Halloween candy in the house of not wanting it.
Yeah, I know. And it's right there. My wife doesn't even attempt to hide it. It's just out on the island in the kitchen.
Yeah. And I've told you before that the kids get so much candy throughout the year, they're not as excited as we used to be about Halloween. But I'll walk by there and I'll reach in there and grab half a Snickers, a little bite-sized Snickers.
That's the problem. Everything's bite-sized. Yeah. It's so easy to eat.
And once you start getting on that roll, it's tough to get away from.
You're
it.
Right.
It's kind of like, you know, they talk about grizzly bear. Once he's had a taste for human flesh,
right,
they won't go back. Like being in New Orleans, and I tend to be pretty good, pretty disciplined on the diet for the most part. But like this weekend, I mean, it was just was insane. And now I'm craving like really, really bad foods today.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this. I'm watching Game of Thrones right now. And just sitting down with some
T-Bob watching it?
some bite-sized Snickers and just plowing through some handful of bite-sized Snickers
that'll
and
catch
watching
up
Game
with
of Thrones.
It sounds like a fun day. Okay, so I've got some final dinner facts for you guys. The first one, Rockstar, you might want to pocket this one for trivia. Betty White is actually older than Mickey Mouse.
It's hard to believe.
She's also older than Mount Rushmore.
But by a first grader, though. Yeah. Betty White is 96. Mickey Mouse is 90.
That's crazy.
She's older than Mount Rushmore?
So, by a year.
Wow.
That'll date you. Another dinner fact. Rockstar success was once highly regional. In June of 1976, Bob Seger played to 78,000 fans in Detroit, only to play to less than 1,000 in Chicago the very next day.
That's bizarre. 78,000 saw Bob Seger?
Another dinner fact for you. The Pope cannot be an organ donor despite having a donor card. Did you guys realize why?
Why?
Because his body belongs to the church.
Well, they don't want people to have organs? That seems very selfish to me, doesn't it?
Just reading this dinner fact for you.
Would you want the Pope's heart? Good news for you.
Good heart, right? I'm not sure I'm worthy.
I mean, that is a random thing. Why would the church be so selfish? He should be an organ donor.
Another dinner fact for you. The modern polo shirt was designed so the collar would intentionally be popped, preventing the sun from burning tennis players' neck. So if you see anybody popping the collar out there.
So it was meant for that.
The way it's designed. Yeah, you should wear it like that, Jim.
And our final dinner fact, Vanilla Ice wrote Ice Ice Baby at the age of 16, and its music video was shot on a budget of only $8,000. If you've seen the video, I'm not surprised.
Would
have thought they could have got it for less than $8,000, but
follow Jim Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram @JimDunaway.